Dr. Clayton, we have a question from Dr. Chris Kottner in Kirkland, Washington. And he says that I would like to hear Dr. Clayton's input on using maca root 3,000 milligram daily for SSRI-induced sexual dysfunction because he has had good success with it. Is that something you use or what do you think?
So if we're looking at complementary or alternative medicines for treatment of sexual dysfunction, I think that there are data for maca root. They're early data, but there are data supporting that. There were, however, data supporting ginkgo biloba,
yeah,
too, in the past, and then placebo-controlled studies didn't pan out. I think that an option is also DHEA, which is the precursor to testosterone. And remember, testosterone then also converts to estrogen at higher rates in women than in men. And DHEA can be purchased over the counter. It tends to be self-limiting because it has to convert, and it's not going to excessively convert. But I would be cautious about hormones, and I would monitor those if people are taking a hormonal product. And I don't like compounded hormones because you're not sure what's in it a lot of the time.
So with the complementary medicines, be careful not to take things which involve hormones?
Correct.
And the maca root, you're saying, like, we are cautious, even though there's some data, that's not something you are at this time recommending for routine use. But DHEA, is that something you prescribe?
You don't even have to prescribe it because they can just buy it over the counter. But we have recommended it to people. And particularly we did when people were finishing studies we were doing on hypoactive sexual desire disorder, and there weren't a lot of other great alternatives. And I would say about half the people found taking DHEA over-the-counter effective.
For women with low libido, mm-hmm, half of them, this is a high-yield option that we should know more about.
This is anecdotal, this is my experience.
Yeah.
And these were women who had participated in a study for HSDD and potentially had benefited from the treatment also.
Right.
And some of them could have been on the treatment for 18 months total. So again, we might have seen this anyway, or because of, you know, the behavioral changes also improved.
It's hard to know that it was or due to the DHEA.
Exactly.
I guess that is a common theme in all the complementary treatments, that the research, there's not in as much research or as careful research as maybe for medications, which is unfortunate.
Right, but there's not a motivation for the manufacturers to do these studies.
Right. So we're not at this time recommending, you know, the routine use of these complementary medicines, but we should look out for more data, which,
mm-hmm,
we'll certainly try to follow on Simple and Practical.